Hi, this is Paul Jordan, managing editor of TWRNetwork.com, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network, wrestling entertainment community.
Welcome, everyone, to another...
Plain old version of the Hour Bomb.
Plain old plain version?
Old? Yeah, plain old. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm not feeling it this week. We're just going to be mediocre.
That's, we don't want to be mediocre, though.
That's not a good way to talk about the number one Monday night show on the TWR network, either.
Exactly.
That's the way I'm talking about the show.
Okay, so welcome, everyone, to another thrilling episode. Fuck you, Adrian.
There's nothing thrilling about this episode.
Absolutely, there is.
Like,
there's always... There is always something thrilling about each and every episode.
Well, I mean, yes. You know, once you
some
go,
like, shape or form.
Once you go 4 months without wearing pants, it just kind of loses its feeling.
I got shorts on this week. We got, when we moved over to the TWR network, we got pants and shorts in the budget.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no one told me this.
Yeah, you did. Episode 13, go back and listen.
Oh, god dang it.
Anyway, so, hey, welcome everyone. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Hey, I'm joined as always by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big A, Adrian Masters.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, and I am not a jizz mopper.
Sure you are.
No.
Hey,
yeah.
He's been promoted to ball washer.
No.
Ball washer at the bowling alley. And we don't mean bowling balls.
No.
Well, the
glory hole operator?
But there's a fee for that.
See what I have to put up with each week, folks?
And you keep good coming grief. Back for more. That's the sad part. Who's the worst one here? Us for making fun of him all the time or him for coming back?
It's called I have a duty to my fans.
I've got a duty in my brewing in my... Never mind.
I got a duty in the seat next to me.
Anyway, so, hey, if you're still listening, thank God. So, welcome. For those of you tuning in for the first time, hey, how you doing? That's good. So for our normal listeners, hey, welcome back. We're going to have some fun this time.
Yeah.
Here's how the show works. If you haven't listened before, I have 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. I've got a whole list of shit I'm going to try to get through. These two assholes, as usual, for the last 16 weeks, are going to try to derail me and make it to where I can't get through my list. I believe I won last week. We had a good
you
time.
Did.
Yes.
Yes.
And
we let you win.
So, yeah. But, hey, how you guys doing tonight?
I know. I'm feeling a little feeling a little under the weather still, but, you know, what am I can do?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Ball washer?
Not a ball washer, but I'm doing pretty good.
You answered to it.
Yeah, that's because there's only three of us here, and you guys are the only ones that pointed that out to me.
Pointed what out to you?
As far as what you are calling me.
Oh, your new profession, the ball washer?
Nope.
It's a weekend job. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's okay.
Of.
It's okay.
Dude, my weekend job is at my actual work at Target Mobile.
What? You don't want to tell people where you lurk? Then you're going to have weirdos show
up
there.
Really.
Do you really want people like the original Dan Phelps showing up there?
Or, you know, Michael Classic or any of those?
Yeah, no.
No. Anyway, do we got anything else before we dive into the shit fest?
Not really.
Hey, I'm medically cleared.
What?
I'm medically cleared. I can no longer go back to the wound care center.
Oh, they finally got that thing on your leg taken care of?
Oh, yeah.
What about that thing on your neck called your face? When are they going to get that taken care of?
Oh, come on now. It's not that bad. It's not that good, but it's not that bad.
Okay. I'm not sorry.
Hey.
I'm serious.
It's like, it's good news to me. It's like, I don't have to see a doctor anymore about that.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad to hear that you will no longer be permitted or prevented from doing your duties as ball washer or jizz mopper.
Yes, that's good.
You've been medically cleared to return to work.
Yes. That only took, what, 6 months?
It did.
Something like that. Took a while.
Since January.
Jesus Christ, his holiness is no more.
Exactly.
Pedo Heath is here.
Dude.
I can't call him that.
Seriously?
I take that one back. I apologize.
Yeah, you better take that back.
Okay. Anyway, let's go ahead and get this train wreck going.
All right.
And with that... With
Glitter Fits, if we can get a picture of that, though, that'd be great.
And with that... Ah, shit. Stupid sound effects. God, I hate this program. Start the timer.
Yes, timer started.
All right, so...
professional is always here on the Hourbomb.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Why not? Hey, I think we're going to jump into some Monday Night Raw. All right, so I believe, Jizmopper Heath, you have
our
preview from last week?
A five-point preview from last week, yes.
All right. What are we looking at?
Okay, so first up last week, we had the point of Highway to Hell, Ryback and Cena in a Three Stages of Hell match. Woo.
Yeah. I'm not, I think I can give two shits about this match, really.
I'm still not really excited. I'm just going to be glad when the feud is over. I will say this about Ryback, though. The match he had with Daniel Bryan on Raw was awesome.
Yeah, hey, fuck you, Ryback.
It was a great match, though. I mean,
it actually was. Daniel Bryan was the star of
Daniel
the night show.
Bryan,
he was.
Kicked the shit out of Raw.
He did. He made it his bitch.
Like, it was like, Monday Night Raw, I own you. What?
Yeah, like, what? Something like that.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, I really just, I don't care about that, man. Hey, I'm going to go off topic here. I'm on my own here.
Okay.
So Slammiversary was last Sunday.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And
what's Slammiversary?
It's a TNA event.
No, I don't care about that shit.
Oh, we will soon.
Why are we going to care about it soon?
Because I watched it and it's good and we're going to start covering it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
No.
And we got to cover it anyway because...
Can I officially put my notice into the show because I'm done?
No. Well, we got to watch it anyway, because it's Saturday, we're going to be on Wrestling Randomness.
I can make an exception for 1 week, man. But
well, we're not going to cover it in detail, but we need to know what's going on a little bit more.
Do we really?
Yeah.
I mean...
Anyway. And they had a last knockout standing. For those of you who don't watch TNA, they call their divas knockouts. It was between Gail Kim and Taryn, but I don't remember her last name. Not, I don't know. She's blonde. She's got nice hooters. Whatever. Anyway. Their last women's standing match was better than Cena and Ryback's.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, wow.
Yeah, it was better than Cena and Ryback. There was a winner in that one.
Oh, wow.
Every guy in the place.
No, legitimately, Taryn won. She beat Gail Kim.
Oh, okay.
It was a brutal match. Like, it was picked up by TMZ, and they, yeah. Apparently, Taryn looked like a battered woman.
It looked like she just got out of a relationship with Chris
Brown. Oh, I like to hear that. Anyway, so let's. I digress. Anyway, let's keep going.
All right.
I'm with Adrian.
But seriously, TNA, why?
Because I enjoyed it, dude. It was 2 hours of this is actually pretty damn good. It's like WCW 98 when the NWO stuff was taking over. Aces and Eights were taking over. You got to overlook that, but that's when like the undercard was lighting it up. Where you had like Malenko and Benoit and people like them that were just lighting up the undercard. And that's why you watched. That's what's happening in TNA right now.
All right. I will officially give it a shot for this 1 week coming up because technically I have to because we're going to be on randomness and we have to talk about it. But I make no guarantees after that.
All right.
I think if you watch it, you'll like it. Maybe not live, but if you can catch it, you know, if you can record it and then DVR it and skip through the commercials.
Okay.
You're going to have to record that for me, and then I'm going to have to come up here on Saturday and watch it before the show.
Do you not have DVR at your house?
I don't have a DVR.
Wow, that sucks.
I know. So if you could record that, it'd be great.
We'll see.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, next.
All right, second point up. Is Curtis Axel on a streak?
Yes,
since
he
his
is.
Rebranding? Yes, he is.
Which
his streak is still perfect, if I look at it correctly.
That would be correct. Congratulations on winning on a count out on a no disqualification match. I mean, seriously, that is a bunch of bullshit.
I didn't know you could get counted out in a no disqualification match.
Well, I mean, the two things aren't mutually exclusive, but that's the first time I've ever seen that be the case.
Yeah, I can't recall the last time I've ever seen that happen. Didn't realize you could win a no disqualification match via a count out?
Yeah, I realize, you know, that those two things aren't mutually exclusive, but it's... I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen a no DQ match in and a count out.
It's kind of like the only time I've ever seen a last man standing match end in a draw.
Yeah.
Because one guy stood up, but the other guy didn't.
Yeah, that was... And there was the last man standing match that ended in a draw back, and I think it was Undertaker versus Kane way back in 2000. No, it was even before that, maybe 99, whenever Austin was running wild.
98.
Oh, that was 98?
Probably 98, I think.
Okay. Where he declared himself the winner of the match because he was a special guest referee in the Undertaker-Kane last man standing match.
Yep, I remember that.
Okay.
But, yeah, as a whole, it was... I'm still flabbergasted by that.
That was lame. Got many points, but it was lame. Next.
All right. Third up. What is Fandango's next move?
Well, apparently that's to go after the Intercontinental title.
Apparently he's going to win.
Apparently so.
That's my call right there.
Really, you're making a prediction for the Fandango
Intercontinental? I am making he's going to win the Intercontinental title at Payback.
That's a ballsy pick. I like it.
Now you got to think to yourself, is Jason right? Do I keep Fandango or is he wrong? And do I drop and pick up Punk? Ooh, I don't know.
I'm not sure yet. I'm still thinking it over here.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, obviously he's going after the Intercontinental title. Next. Quit drinking.
Hey, excuse me. I was taking a sip.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Fourth up.
I did not approve that.
Oh, well. Has the Shield become a target?
Well, clearly it kind of looks like they have. They've still got Team Hell No gunning for him pretty hard. Randy Orton seems to be getting involved in that now.
It's all up front. Randy Orton's going to be the new face of the Shield.
Think so.
Not really. I'm fucking with you.
Really?
I don't know. He did give Daniel Bryan an RKO at the end of SmackDown.
Well, still, I don't think Randy Orton's not going to join the Shield. It would make no sense.
I think that might be a different direction they're maybe taking Orton in. We're trying to make him more of a loose cannon kind of again.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I think that's kind of where they're maybe going with that. I'm not 100% certain on that yet, but I think that might be the direction they're going with that.
All right.
Okay. Next. All right. Last point. The WWE Universe still on Punk Watch.
Okay. We're probably not going to see him till Payback.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still not sure exactly what's going to go on with that. The contract signing thing just didn't do a whole lot for me. I wasn't really all that impressed with the way that went down. It seemed very forced, and I don't know. There was just something kind of missing from it.
Yeah. I can tell you what was missing. CM Punk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The Paul Heyman thing. I like Paul Heyman and all, but this whole thing's missing CM Punk.
Yes, it is.
So,
granted, I think him and Jericho could have a great match at Payback.
Oh, absolutely. That's kind of why I'm like, all right, WWE, here, take my money already.
But at the same token here, I'm sitting here watching this going, this just... Paul Heyman, when he needs to talk for people, is great, but he doesn't need to talk for CM Punk all the time, and that's...
Well, they're trying to keep him relevant while allowing him to have his time off.
Which does make sense. You know, you give him a couple months off after, you know, WrestleMania, which he really probably needed. I'm just saying that maybe they're jumping the gun on bringing him back too soon then.
Speaking of bringing someone back too soon, hey, Dolph Ziggler's supposed to be on Raw.
Oh, yeah, he sure is.
He has been medically cleared?
Medically cleared for the Raw coming up in a few, hour and a half or so. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Because we're live.
We're live here, yes. Recording on Sunday night.
We are live.
Yes. Uh-huh. Hey, we're recording live.
We are recording live. That is true.
Yeah, in the Hourbomb studio.
Yes.
Anyway, let's see. Now, let's go over a couple of things that we didn't hit last week.
Yeah, there was a few things on Raw that still happened that we probably should talk about here.
There's another Wyatt family promo.
Oh, another one. I want to see these people debut. They're creepy as hell.
That they are. Oh, boy. Hey. You ready for this one?
No, what happened?
The Usos got rebranded.
Really?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they have face paint on now.
Yeah.
They're like the Samoan Legion of Doom?
Yeah, they're the Samoans of Doom.
Yes.
The SOD.
And then Del Rio wins again.
I swear to God, if Jimmy goes, well, I'm done.
Yikes. Okay.
Now,
Yes, now, here's...
Well, that makes it... Never...
No, what? Go ahead.
Is Sabina or whatever? What's her name?
Tamina.
Tamina. Is Tamina still with them?
No.
So
she would not be the Paul Erling of the group.
All right. I just figured I'd check.
Anyway, so a couple things we didn't talk about so far was Triple H and Curtis Axel that was supposed to happen Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a
shit storm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the...
Thank you, Vince and stuff.
Can someone explain to me how the head of creative direction of the company can make an executive decision that keeps the COO from wrestling in a match? Can someone explain to me how the hierarchy of that works out?
I'm not really sure, but however, since she is in charge of creative, maybe she decided creatively this isn't the best way to go.
Well, true, but wouldn't you think that the chief operating officer would
be able to veto that?
You would think.
You would think so. You're right. However, he's got to go home with her.
Dude, is it like the bedroom executive decision? Like if your wife tells you, I've made an executive decision that we're not doing that, and if you don't ever want to have sex again, you're going to go along with it. Is that the...
It could be.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Once you're married, the wife has the balls.
No, not mine. This coming from the guy that...
Whatever.
This coming from the... 35-year-old virgin over there.
I'm pretty sure they're in her purse.
No, they're not. No, absolutely not.
I'm going to have to argue with you on this.
Yeah, well, too bad your girlfriend's got your balls.
That's not true at all.
Oh, well, how is that not true?
I'm sitting over here doing this show when I could be with her right now.
And I'm sitting here doing the show when I could be in the bedroom with my wife right now.
Yeah, the only reason that you're in here is because she wants to watch Teen Mom 2.
Whatever, I don't care. The point is, I'm doing the show and I still have my wife.
Yes.
Don't make me go get her in here.
Which, by the way, has anyone seen that adult video? Never mind.
Oh, of Teen Mom Farrah?
Yes.
The adult video?
I did see that, yes. I didn't catch a clip of that. That's, wow.
Farrah, I don't know what the hell her last name is, but, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start a new segment. Porno reviews.
Can we do that? Isn't this a family network?
I'm not sure it's a family network.
Oh, well, then we're probably okay.
Okay. New segment. No, I'm kidding. Anyway. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, Vince and Steph, no, you can't wrestle. Oh, maybe I'm going to wrestle. No, you're not. Anyway, match is going to happen. What?
Maybe the porno review could replace TGIX on Fridays.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I just thought it out there.
No.
Well, let's face it, there is a lot of pornos out there.
Heath would know. He can be the host.
Oh, my God. No. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
His just job
shut
as a...
Shut up.
His job as a jizz bopper makes him the perfect candidate.
Stop. Jesus Christ. Just stop for 2 seconds.
You have a vagina!
And you said this was going to be a plain old show.
Yeah. All right, maybe I underestimated that a little.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so back to Monday Night Raw.
Yes, back to wrestling topic.
Holy hell. And so Triple H storms out, blah, 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 whatever.
Yes.
I'll be back next week, and I'm fighting Curtis Axel, or my mustache will get shaved off. I don't know what that is.
And I don't want to tell our daughters why to kick their grandfather's ass.
I hate that Curtis Axel.
I hate that dad. So anyway, I don't think there was really anything else we missed. Did we miss anything else?
I'm thinking there was...
The Bellas, Ryback, Daniel Bryan.
There was more stuff about their TV show coming up I don't care about.
Yeah.
Nice to
look at. I think we almost saw a cooter shot, too.
I think JBL said something was the best that they've ever seen in the history of something again.
Yeah, but I can't remember what the hell it was.
I remember I heard that. I'm like, seriously, JBL, are we back to this is the best ever again?
Yeah, he threw that out there. So anyway, got anything else you want to cover on Raw? If we missed something, oh well. It wasn't that good.
There was one thing, but I can't think of what it is now. I'm drawing a blank.
Was it a match? Was it a backstage segment? Was it Jericho sticking the contract down Heyman's crotch?
I think it might have been Big E versus Delberto Rio for the 19th time in a row.
No, we covered that one real quick.
Did we?
Yeah, a little bit. It was a decent match, actually.
Actually, it was. I mean, they've been working good matches together, but I'm ready for this to be Dolph Ziggler again, you know?
Oh, The Miz beat Wade Barrett.
Yeah. And in a match that started out as Fandango versus somebody.
No, it started out. Did it?
It started out with Fandango versus. Oh, yeah. I don't even remember who Fandango was fighting, but then it ended up being
Kali. Yeah, it was Fandango versus Kali.
And then turned into Miz versus Barrett somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like now we have a triple threat match for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah. Which Fandango's going to win that one. So anyway. All right. So that was our very mediocre. Now that was a plain Jane, plain old boring Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, all right. So let's talk about our bet.
Yeah. Bet update.
So we are quite a ways through here. We've got... We are like two-thirds of the way through this fucker.
What's the score looking like there, son?
Well, you got Team Awesome, which is me, 129. Team Dickface, that's you, Adrian, at 155.
All right.
And Team Jizzmopper, 60.
Hey, he's up to 60. All right.
None of us had a very good week last week.
No.
A lot of DQ endings and countouts.
There were. We had... Let's see. I finished the week with 7 points.
All right.
You finished the week with 12 points. And Heath, you finished the week with 6 points.
Yeah.
It was not a good week for anyone.
No one at all.
No, we had a combined, let's see, that's 19, 25 points on the week.
Yeah.
So that's not good. All right. So, hey, we're in the month of June. Anyone dropping duds for studs?
What about you there? Oh, Jizzmopper one.
Who's available out there?
Jesus Christ, you're gonna ask me this now?
Again?
Yes, I am.
Let's see, Barrett's out there because I dropped him. Big Show's out there because I dropped him.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pick up Big Show.
Daniel Bryan's out there because Adrian dropped him. Mark Henry's out there because he's hurt. Punk's
you know what?
Out. Kofi. I mean, what? Kofi's hurt. What?
I'm gonna drop Kane.
Okay.
And you're gonna pick up?
I'm actually going to pick up Daniel Bryan.
Oh.
All right, I like it.
I have a feeling about Bryan that...
Oh, no, there's more to it than that. He right now, he's penciled in to fight Cena for Money in the Bank for the title.
Yeah.
So that's actually a good call. Good pickup.
Yes. I like that, actually. Now, granted, you have both Cena and Daniel Bryan, so, you know...
This is not going to end well for you, but...
That's true.
All right. You doing anything?
You know, I think I'm good still.
Okay. I think I am, too.
Good to know.
For now.
For now.
For now. We'll see. So have you found my copy of WrestleMania you're going to buy for me?
Why don't you try taking the lead first, and then we can talk.
Oh, I'm slow but steady.
Yeah, you went in the wrong direction again this week here.
No, I didn't. I still got points.
Yes, but not closer to me in points.
And blow me.
Oh, well.
Okay, so we got some big news in the world of wrestling this week.
Really? What is that?
You ever watched a movie called The A-Team? Came out a few years back?
Yes, I love that movie. I did.
You know the guy that played Mr. T's role?
Yeah, yes. Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah. It's supposed to be some sort of MMA fighter or something, right?
Yeah, he is. He is. He was a UFC guy and all that. Signed to Bellator. Hey, he's now going to be in TNA.
You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Help me out here because I don't know. Because I don't follow MMA stuff. What's Bellator?
Bellator is like their version. And you have to tell me right as I took a bite of something too, you asshole.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be eating on the show.
By the way, tonight's show is brought to you by a very juicy cantaloupe that was picked up by Halbert and his wife.
Mainly her.
Yes.
She knows how to pick the firm melons.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Bellator is basically Spike TV's version of UFC. It's kind of something like that, I think. It's their version of MMA.
Okay.
So they have seasons and stuff.
I gotcha.
And so Rampage is signed to a Bellator contract. Well, during the offseason, he's obviously not fighting for him. So they're like, huh, what are we going to do with this guy? They approach Dixie Carter. Hey, we're paying him. Use him. It's going to help ratings. So they've got a guy that they're not responsible for his payroll, and they're going to use him.
All right.
It's actually a good call on their part, actually. It's actually a pretty smart way to use it, and he's a more legitimate MMA fighter than Brock Lesnar kind of really is.
Well, and I was talking to someone, a buddy of mine. You guys may know him as Dan Phelps. He's on the show, one of the network shows. I don't remember when.
I think it's Shooting from the Hip?
Something like that. I don't know. They're not number one on their night. Like
oh, okay. Gotcha.
Anyway.
They might be number one on Wednesday night, so.
Yeah, they're not number one on Monday night like we are.
Okay.
Anyway. And at first I'm like, eh, I don't see the big deal. It's another UFC guy. Well, the thing was, here's what screwed Brock Lesnar. When he went to the UFC, they didn't really accept him. He was just a wrestling guy. And so they never truly accepted him and truly brought him in, you know, as one of their own. So when he jumped back to wrestling, we didn't get that crossover of UFC guys. Oh, God, I want to go watch Brock Lesnar now. It was like, all right, see you later. Didn't like you anyway. Now, with Rampage, it's totally different. He's a legitimate badass in UFC and in the MMA scene. So with him coming over to wrestling and still doing his UFC stuff, or his MMA stuff, there you go. So you're going to get guys that actually may tune in to watch Rampage on TNA. I'm not going to lie. That's why I decided, hey, I'm going to watch some TNA wrestling right now. Okay, because I wanted to see what was going on. He didn't do anything yet, but they're going to go ahead and they're sending teams down to train him and work with him during this offseason by his house and things like that. I think that's a great idea. I mean, he truly loves the business.
I don't know why he's already got a fan base, you know, just from the A-team alone being, you know, B.A. Baracus.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, he was, God, when the hell did that movie come out?
That was 2010, I think.
Okay. Something so that's like when that. WWE yeah. was going through their guest hosting phase on Monday Night Raw, and he was actually on
Raw that week. Raw, I remember that, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think if WWE had thought they had any a snowball's chance in hell of signing him, they would have. But I don't think they really even thought that he wanted to be a wrestler.
I don't think that he really does.
No, I think he does.
Okay.
Because I was reading an interview, and he was saying that they used to always go to all the shows all the time. Dude, he was talking about fucking Undertaker when he was in Deep South Wrestling. His gimmick.
Oh, wow.
So, he knows what he's talking about. He's got a love for the business. What are you doing on the computer?
I'm watching highlights of his fights, dear God.
I mean, you got to admit, you know, he's trying to do a little research while we're on the show.
Yeah, I'm like looking at clips. Oh, damn.
Hey, yeah, even though I'm watching it, I'm actually kind of impressed. I might have to watch TNA now. He is beating
the shit out of these people.
We're a podcast. People at home can't see this.
So? Sometimes everybody, I need to look stuff up.
Everybody that is listening and in the chat room, go on to YouTube and look up highlights.
Yeah, if you're more familiar Rampage with Quentin Rampage Jackson than I am, or if you're not, you should look these up because damn.
Quit looking shit up during the show, dickhead. All right, so
didn't you just do that like 5 minutes ago?
I didn't look anything up. We were having computer issues.
Oh, okay.
Ah, that's yeah. what it was.
Uh huh. Anyway, so you guys got anything else you want to add to Rampage?
No.
I mean, it's going to be a few months before he shows up. His matches might be shit at first, but they're not going to let him do anything in the ring until he's trained well enough.
You actually think it'll be a few months before he actually shows up on TV?
He was on. If you would have watched Impact on Thursday, he was on TV. But I think it's going to be a few months before he shows up in a match because they're going to train him. They're going to make him look good. Maybe not good. They just want him to be safe and not kill anyone in the middle of a match.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking because, I mean, I'm looking at the highlights that he brought up and I'm like, damn, he could really do some damage if he's not careful.
Yeah, that's hard to argue with at all.
I'd like to see him and Samoa Joe in a match.
I'd like to see him and Kurt Angle go into it.
Oh, Kurt Angle Ooh. Called him out in the middle of his promo, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, so one of these days you're going to want to be the best and you're going to have to go right through me to do that.
Nice. Oh,
so
definitely an Angle Jackson match in the future.
Probably. Well, and here's the other thing too. I was talking. So Rampage decides to show up on TNA Wrestling this week.
Okay.
It might be a while before they use him.
Sure.
Well, because I know he's coming and I want to know what the hell's going on, I'm going to start watching TNA now. That way, when he shows up, I'm more familiar with everything.
All right. So maybe I'm looking forward to watching Impact this week a little more than I was like an hour ago.
The Aces and Eights thing is kind of goofy, but I kind of like it, you know? Dude, Bubba Ray, a.k.a. Bully Ray, is their world champ.
Huh.
Wow. All right.
Him and Devon are back together. They're not tagging, but they're, you know, they're both part of Aces and Eights.
Okay.
Taz is part of it. They've got, who else? They got Mike Knox in there.
Oh, wow. Mike Knox?
Yeah. But, you know.
I don't know if you sold me on Mike Knox here.
the Dudleys.
Oh, they got Luke Gallows.
Okay. Who?
Luke Gallows? Festus?
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, the guy that used to follow CM Punk around?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's, you know, like I said, it was 2 hours of, you know, I think their knockouts are better looking than the Divas, though. I'm just me being a dick, me being a guy. I would much rather watch their knockouts over the Bellas. Well, at least the one with the small boobs.
Wow. Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, Mickey James is there.
Hey, Mickey James.
Hello.
Eh.
All right.
We'll see.
Are we just about done with that topic?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I don't have anything more to add on it, really.
All right.
Okay.
You know, just those out there with Mickey James. Why did WWE think, hey, she's approaching 30. We should go ahead and release her. Good job.
Yeah, was that whatever. Really? I thought it was more had to do with the supposed relations with John Cena was more of the...
I don't exactly know what was going on. There's only two people that really know what was going on.
Well, there's actually probably three or four. But, I mean, let's be honest. I think Vince probably has a good idea of what was going on. I'm going to say Triple H probably does. And then I'll say John Cena and Mickey James.
I don't know. I want to know if you were John Cena and Mickey James...
And apparently, Kenny Dykstra.
Yeah. And, hey, if you were John Cena and Mickey James walked up to you and said, hey, you going to go have some fun tonight? Would you really say, yeah, no, I'm just going to go jerk it?
Well, he was married at the time.
No one had to know that. We're just speculating here anyway. Hey, you know don't really know what's going on.
John Cena is a stand-up guy, and how could he possibly say yes to that?
Well, let's look at the guys that are in TNA that used to be in WWE real quick. You got and gals. Yeah, Mickey James, Gail Kim.
Okay.
They're both in there. Victoria was in there for a while. I can't remember if she still is or not.
Okay.
Then you got Jeff Hardy. You got Bully Ray. You got D-Von. You got Mike Knox. You got, who did I just say? Luke Gallows.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle's in there. Hulk Hogan's in there. Let me think.
Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, Bischoff's in there, but he's not on TV anymore.
You're
not selling
half these names. You're not, you realize
okay,
that, right?
But here's the thing.
I'm glad that half these people aren't on WWE anymore.
Why?
Because I don't find them entertaining.
Foley, they had Booker, they had Scott Steiner, they had
don't
Kevin
anymore.
Nash. Well, I know, but here's the thing. Why do you think all these guys are going to TNA?
Because it's easy money and they don't have to work a hard schedule?
You're probably right there.
That's the number one reason.
Especially right now since, well, they're
even
going
the
on
roster
the road.
Goes, yeah, I really like working for WWE, but the easy schedule of TNA just makes it easier to work. It's, you know.
Well, yeah. They even, like right now, they're on the road. They're not taping from the Impact Zone anymore, but they, you know, I wonder how many listeners we're losing right now.
Yeah, we're talking about Impact, so
yeah,
who knows?
I know. Well, it's not as bad as Ring of Honor. You start talking about Ring of Honor, people are like, oh, I'm done, click.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's like when paid programming comes on TV in the middle of the night. You're like, I'm done with this. Click. Anyway.
I've actually watched Ring of Honor. It's actually not so bad.
I can't get over the video quality.
That is a little rough sometimes.
But like right now, they're not taping from the Impact Zone anymore. And they're going out on the road. But what they're doing, they're taping 2 weeks at a time. So this week's Impact was live. So next week is taped from the same spot. And then the week after will be live. Kind of cool. It's what WWE used to do. Cuts down on how many days you're on the road.
It true. Does indeed do that.
So, all right, we done with that one. We're talking about Rampage because we're still on a TNA kick here.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah. Well, apparently that's not going to end because I know the next topic here.
Yeah. Hey, this is when we're going to dust things out of the closet here for this one.
Uh-oh.
We haven't done this one in a long time.
Really?
You guys ready for this one? Hey, that sound, or that intro, means it's time for our showdown.
Uh-oh.
We haven't done one of these in a while because, well, you haven't had us doing anything for a while. So, me and Adrian took it upon ourselves to go ahead. We came up with our own showdown.
Well, mainly because we got an argument about this already this week.
Yes. So, we'll let you... Since you have no clue what we're really talking about.
Right.
Since you don't watch TNA. And that's wrestling.
I don't watch TNA, but I'm ready to have this argument.
All right, so here's how this one works for our audience here. We're gonna me and Adrian have two totally different opinions on a single topic. I'm gonna air mine out. Adrian's gonna air his out. Then Heath is gonna decide. You know what, Jason? You make a lot of sense, and this is your show. You're right. So that's how this works. Remember, it's my show, buddy. All right. So our argument
is twofold.
It comes from the TNA Hall of Fame. Now, mind you, it's still relatively new. There's one current member and one future inductee member. Sting is in their Hall of Fame right now. Kurt Angle over the weekend was announced that he's going to be their second inductee to the Hall of Fame. Awesome. Two guys that really mean TNA.
But they're still active competitors.
It doesn't matter. Here is where we differ on this. Because Adrian feels just because you're on an active roster, you shouldn't get the recognition that is deserved to you because you put your blood, sweat, and tears into this company.
That's
what
true,
does it matter?
Yes.
They're going to continue to put their blood, sweat, and tears into the company.
But
you can't take away what they've already done for the company.
No, but it sort of takes away the fact of what they could do in the future, because how do you recognize their future accomplishments at that point?
It doesn't matter at that point in time.
So anything you do from this point forward, so why don't they just quit? If it doesn't matter anymore, why not just quit?
Well, that's not what I'm saying at all. Saying at this point in time, you've already done enough for the company. We want to enshrine you as our Hall of Fame.
My point, my even bigger argument on this is TNA is too young to even have a Hall of Fame.
How old's TNA, Adrian? They started in 2002.
11 years.
Okay. So you're saying in 11 years that...
You don't have enough history built up to have a Hall of Fame as a professional sporting company or entertainment company. Yes, I am saying that.
Why do you think that, Adrian?
Okay, let me run down some numbers for you here, all right?
Oh, someone did some homework.
I did. All right.
About time you fucking do homework for the show.
Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Founded 1936.
Okay.
40 years after baseball starts.
Okay.
Played professionally.
Baseball, legitimate sport.
Yes. NFL.
No, NFL Hall of Fame. Another legitimate sport.
Founded in 1963.
Okay. Legitimate sport. Not wrestling.
Understandable, but we're going to get to this here. But 40 years after football started being played professionally in the United States.
Okay.
Professional golf.
Okay.
Didn't have a Hall of Fame until 1998.
Okay. Legitimate sport.
And that's
not
been
wrestling.
And that's been played 60 years. Boxing.
Legitimate sport, not wrestling.
Well, I mean, you can argue the legitimacy of some boxing matches, but...
Well, if you're going to take a dive. Anyway,
but
until proven otherwise, legitimate sport.
Before it had a legitimate Hall of Fame.
Okay.
The WWE didn't have a Hall of Fame until 1993, 40 years after they've been at WWF and WWF.
Okay. So because the Hall of Fame wasn't around that much.
And no one has been an active competitor for Hall of Fames going into the Hall of Fame.
You're wrong. Ric Flair was an active competitor when he went into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, one more match. That
didn't
was
matter. He active competitor in the Hall of Fame.
But Jerry you knew he was retiring the next night. I mean,
we didn't know that.
It's been a year since Sting, and he was fighting for the world title like at this pay-per-view. And he's been in the Hall of Fame for over a year.
So? It doesn't matter. The Hall of Fame is all about recognizing your accomplishments.
Right. After you've accomplished all you're going to accomplish.
Not necessarily. That does not mean that you cannot do anything else.
I'm sorry. So the TNA Hall of Fame needs to be different than every other Hall of Fame?
I don't necessarily even think that's
legitimate. That's what you're saying, though.
I don't think that is... No. Here's the difference. Wrestling. Not a real sport. You can argue that WWF Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame, was more... legitimate at that point in time from its first inductees because wrestling wasn't as big of a show as it is now. We don't watch wrestling. Man, these guys are real legitimate athletes. Well, we kind of do because we look at it from a different point of view. But it's not like when the Cardinals beat the shit out of the Cubs. We know that's a legitimate ass beating. But when we see, I don't know, fuck, I can't even think of anyone tiny right now. Rey Mysterio, when he beat up Big Show... It's not like we're thinking, man, that's a legitimate ass whooping he's handing. We knew it was scripted.
True. And
so that's where I'm going. It doesn't matter. You can do, and it's not even a real Hall of Fame committee. It's not like we're saying, hey, fans of TNA, why don't you guys go ahead and we're going to start a Hall of Fame committee and we're going to vote. It doesn't matter. If Vince McMahon says, hey, we're going to have a Hall of Fame ceremony tomorrow, and we're going to induct Duke the Dumpster Drosy, they're going to fucking do it because there's no recourse for it. So if Dixie Carter wants to say, hey, we're going to induct Jay Lethal, there's no recourse from that. They can do that because...
It's very true, but when you do stuff like that, it hurts the legitimacy of your institution.
So what
and TNA is too young as an institution still to have a legitimate Hall of Fame.
Okay, so what you're telling me here is that Kurt Angle doesn't belong in the TNA Hall of Fame.
At this point, he does not.
He left the WWE, asked for his release. This was hush-hush that he was going TNA, showed up on TNA, and has been a TNA guy nonstop since then. He doesn't deserve it.
At this point, no.
Why?
because he's still an active competitor.
Being an active competitor has nothing to do with it. I don't understand why.
It does.
Why?
Because
I don't understand what the big deal is about being an active competitor.
So you're saying that the TNA Hall of Fame needs to be different than every other Hall of Fame?
I'm saying it's their Hall of Fame.
And you have to be active to be a part of it?
I'm saying it's their Hall of Fame. They can do whatever they want.
Including not inducting more deserving people.
Ric Flair was inducted in the St. Louis Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame when he was still an active competitor, and I'm fairly certain he wasn't the only one. You can do whatever you want. Hey, guess what? We're going to induct... Let's see. Let me think here. Fandango into the Auerbaum Hall of Fame right now.
I'm okay with
first
that.
Inductee in the Auerbaum Hall of Fame. Why? Because it's our Hall of Fame. We can do what we want with it. There's no governing body of, hey, if you're going to use the word Hall of Fame, you have to abide by these. It doesn't matter. It's the TNA Hall of Fame. So it is up to the creative, and it is up to the TNA brass to do what they want with their goddamn Hall of Fame.
Well, that's absolutely true. I can't argue that, but I'm still standing by the point that they shouldn't have a Hall of Fame, and I don't care about your Hall of Fame because it doesn't look legitimate to me.
Well, it's still in its infancy. But, I mean...
Exactly. And it's too young as a company to have a legitimate Hall of Fame.
You can have a Hall of Fame for anything you want. We're going to have a hot dog eating Hall of Fame right here between me and you.
I'd go in it first.
I would go in first because it's my Hall of Fame. I can do what I want.
You know,
if I do this, if you go in first, you can never eat another hot dog as long as you live.
All right, I'm okay with that.
That's then. My Hall of Fame, though.
You see,
you have to abide by what I say because it's my Hall of Fame. Dude, but you can never eat another hot dog.
I wouldn't say never on eating another hot dog because damn, Nathan's hot dogs.
Woo.
The Hall.
Thanks for that dynamite drop, and it had nothing to do with our argument here.
The yet. Hall of Fame, I will never. I can't get behind the TNA Hall of Fame at all.
Well, I mean, that's the difference. I mean, you're never going to get behind
the TNA. And I think a lot of fans feel the same way that I do.
Why do you think that? I mean, why do you think?
Because a lot of fans look at Hall of Fames the same way that I do, and that feel it's a way to get honored once your career is over, not something while you're still actively a part of something. Or like on there every week. But I don't think I'm going to get you to my way of thinking on this. We're just not going to agree. But let's see if we have a...
Let's throw it to the judge.
Okay.
Right, so we'll throw it to the judge here.
All right. I will say this. Both sides really make some good points about everything. I mean, number one, I do agree. It is definitely in its infancy. It might be too early to have a Hall of Fame. But at the same time, wrestling... It's sports entertainment, not a legitimate sport.
They're athletes, but it's not a legitimate sport.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, I got to say, for them to already going out and saying, hey, we're going to have a Hall of Fame, I think they're really trying to say that, hey, we're gaining some ground. I mean, it's been slow but sure, but they're starting to gain some ground on the WWE.
Do you know they outsell WWE when they go overseas?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Their house shows outsell WWE.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, I think it really says something that they're saying, hey, we're going to be starting our own Hall of Fame, and we're going to be putting in two of the biggest names that are still out there at this time by having Sting and Kurt Angle.
Right.
So... Oh, God.
Who do you agree with?
I think I actually know where he's going to try to go down the middle. He agrees with me on the point that they're too young to have a Hall of Fame, but he
right.
agrees with you that the people that are in there deserve to be in there.
Yeah, it's...
I think that's
really
what
in the middle at this point, because...
I think someone's trying to pull us out.
He's straddling
I'm
the
not.
Fence.
I'm not.
This is why we only trust...
If I had to actually say which side I am teetering more towards... I am teetering more towards you, Jason Albert.
Ha ha! Yes! Finally, I fucking win something around here.
I mean, I mean, you gotta admit, I do agree on some of your points, though, Adrian. I really do.
Point.
I really do.
You're dead to me.
But.
Oh, all right.
But, yeah, I mean, both are very good, all good points, but still. A little bit more towards you.
Good, good, good. All right, so that one's down. Let's see.
And then furthermore, and this is also a thing, since we're going to talk about TNA, How the hell do you not induct Jeff Jarrett into your
Hall of Fame? Oh, no, I totally agree. That's like, well, I don't know. Not having Jeff Jarrett in your Hall of Fame was the same thing as WWE not having Bruno. Okay. Same as not having Macho Man in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because he's still not in the Hall of Fame.
That, I mean, yes and no, it's kind of like that. Because if it wasn't for Jeff and Jerry Jarrett, there wouldn't be a TNA at all. So, not really sure how you have a Hall of Fame without having one of your founding people in the Hall. I don't know.
But hey, they're just starting out.
Why don't you go blow some guy to get backstage credentials, Heath?
No, thank you.
Jeremy Borash should work.
Yes. All right.
So, next up.
We're going to be surprised I know a name in TNA there. I'm name drop Jeremy Borash.
Mike Tenay's there.
Ixnay Tenay.
All right, so we're going to move on to our top 10 list this week.
Oh, all right, what is this week's top 10 list?
Well, in honor of the month of June, WWE used to have a pay-per-view in the month of June called King of the Ring.
I miss the King of the Ring.
I do. It was a good pay-per-view. Well,
it's a good premise, and I love the tournament aspect, and I don't think we have enough of that anymore.
I don't like, if they need to do it where you, to be King of the Ring, you have to wrestle three matches one night. You have to win three matches in one night. That's what I like. I don't like how they did it the last few years being on TV and stuff like that. Screw that. Or we're just going to have the finals at this table. No, do the whole goddamn thing. Yes. Anyway, so WWE had another one of their wonderful lists of, you know, their top 10 lists that we all agree with every time here at the
Hour. Oh, yes. Totally agree.
This one's not bad. This is one of the better ones I found. Yeah. So their list was the top 10 Kings of the Ring.
Okay.
So let's start number 10. Adrian.
Number 10, King Mabel.
That's right. 1995. Beat out
Savio Vega, was it?
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. I didn't actually look him up. It was actually one of the worst King of the Rings I've ever seen.
Yeah. Didn't he start wearing like purple and gold outfit at that point?
They kind of were doing that anyway when he was been on a mission, and then I think when he turned heel, he went ahead and, you know, was doing that anyway because they're, you know, colors of royalty. I honestly, and that was the year that they, for a while they were trying to go, the winner of the King of the Ring gets an automatic title shot at SummerSlam. I don't think that lasted much longer.
No.
Yeah. So, he was horrible. Worst one on the list. Definitely should be off the list in my opinion. All right, number 9. Jizzmopper.
Number 9, Kurt Angle.
It's true.
It's true. Damn true. You're an Olympic gold medalist. Won back in 2000.
Hey, the millennium year.
That was actually a pretty damn good tournament.
That was actually part of the year of Angle run.
Oh, when he just completely lit it up that year?
Well, he came into the WWE, I think, and wasn't it 99 that he actually came into the WWE?
I believe you're right.
And within the year of 99, he won the Intercontinental title, the King of the Ring, the World Championship, and also, I think he won pretty much every major title he had to offer at that point in time.
I think so. He beat Rikishi in the finals of the King of the Ring that year. It's when he had hair.
He did have hair.
In 2000. So,
huh?
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
Yeah, Kurt Angle had hair at one point.
I know. You know, I always wonder why he. Well, I mean, did he start going bald? Is that why he just decided never to grow it back? I don't get it.
Well, he had his head shaved in that one match, and then he never grew back.
Grew back. I know. It's kind of like Big Show.
Yeah, he just stayed bald.
Yeah. All right. Number 8 was our King of the Ring winner back in the year 2000. The Rated R Superstar, Edge.
2001.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
Yep.
He beat,
I think Kurt Angle.
Yeah, he did.
Because Kurt Angle was trying to repeat as King of the Ring and came up one match short.
And then,
and actually, I remember Edge's kind of fame was in his King of the Ring, he beat a world champion in every round.
Let's see. I've got it actually pulled up here. Edge, in the first round, beat Test. So, no. That throws that out there. And then, second round, Edge beat Perry Saturn. So, no.
Okay.
And then, in the third round, because they had more than, he had to fight four matches that night. Then he beat Rhino. Oh, no, the first one was on TV. And then, they all were. The semifinals and the final were on pay-per-view.
That's so, right. The pay-per-view part of it was he beat world champions together.
Yeah, he beat Rhino, then he beat Edge.
Kurt
Angle. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then that was the year that Kurt Angle also fought twice and fought Shane McMahon. Remember when he threw him through the fucking King of the Ring set and the glasses and just, oh, God.
The best King of the Ring moment ever.
That was painful. All right, number 7.
Adrian.
Number 7, Brock Lesnar.
Wow, that was kind of scary.
2002.
The Man-Child.
The Man-Child, Brock Lesnar, yes. Let's see, he beats Rob Van Dam in the finals.
It came down to him and Rob Van Dam, I believe. I don't remember who he fought to get to the finals, though.
Let's see, the Man-Child beat Bubba Ray Dudley on Raw. And then he beat Booker T on TV. Then on the pay-per-view, beat Test. And then beat Rob Van Dam.
Okay. Who did Rob Van Dam fight before that?
RVD went, he fought Eddie, X-Pac, Jericho, and then lost.
Okay.
Huh. So. Okay.
But Brock Lesnar went on to become very successful that year. I do remember that, because that was, I think he won the world title by the end of the year that year, and,
I think so. Yeah, he did, actually. And, that was the year that, Engle beat, or fought Hogan for the world title, but I don't remember who won. All right, let's see, number six.
Six.
Bitch
Fist. Harley Race.
From 1986. We're going to dust off the history books there on that one.
Yeah.
That is correct. Harley Race.
So this was the traditional, we're going to have it all in one night. It was held back on July 14th, 1986. Harley Race beat, let me go back here, George Animal Steel.
Okay.
Then he had a bye in the quarterfinals because Don Morocco and Roddy Piper went to a 20-minute draw.
Oh, wow.
And then he fought and beat Billy Jack Haynes.
I actually remember that Piper-Morocco match. That match was awesome.
It was a good match. And then in the finals, he beat Pedro Morales.
I used to have this home video. I don't know what happened to it.
Hmm.
Seen some of the old names on this list. Wow. Dan Spivey, Junkyard Dog, Paul Orndorff.
I missed the 80s.
Yes. Okay. So the next one. Number, where are we at?
Five. Number five.
Number five.
This is one of your favorites.
Yes, two-time King of the Ring winner.
And most overrated person on the list.
No, we just covered Brock Lesnar.
Bret Hart is more overrated than Brock Lesnar.
That's right, folks. Bret Hart.
Number five on the list. In 1993, after he got screwed because Hogan didn't want to drop a title to Bret Hart, so he went ahead and dropped it to Yokozuna and all that, because Hogan was too big to fight Bret Hart. He didn't want to drop to Bret Hart. Anyway. So they said, "Hey, Brett, we're gonna start with the King of the Ring again, and we're gonna have you win it this year. Is that gonna make you happy? I know you're a world champ, but is this gonna make you happy?"
That whole time period didn't make a lot of sense, because if they were gonna have, I don't understand why they even needed to put the title back on Hogan to have him lose to Bret Hart. I mean, that didn't make any sense.
I don't know. Well, in this year, they did fight three matches in one night, but the preliminary matches were on TV.
That's right.
But the good old WWF president Jack Tubby went ahead and gave Bret Hart the bye in the first round because, you know, he felt that Bret got screwed. So,
let's see. That was crap because it gave Bret an advantage that no one else had.
Well, it's not like they had the preliminaries like right before the pay-per-view, so it didn't matter.
But that had one of the greatest matches, actually my favorite Bret Hart match of his career, I think, on that pay-per-view.
Well, which one?
Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect.
In the semifinals.
That was an awesome match.
You think that was better than their SummerSlam 91?
I actually do. I actually enjoyed that match more.
Okay. Or SummerSlam 90. It was 90 or 91. I don't remember. But Bret beat Razor Perfect and then Bam Bam. And then Bam Bam beat Typhoon to get into the tournament. Then beat Hacksaw and then had a bye because Luger and Tatanka had a draw.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. And then he won a 91 and I'm just far too lazy to actually pull that one up.
All right.
All right, King of the Ring 1997. Adrian.
See, that would have been Triple H.
Yes.
Good old Trips.
Number four on the list.
You know, I can't remember this King of the Ring for the life of me.
Yeah, I do remember this. I think he fought Mankind in the finals.
They only had three rounds. And only the semis and the final were on pay-per-view. He beat Ahmed. No, what the hell? Oh, was it DQ something? I don't know. Apparently, Hunter had two shots to get into the tournament.
Yes.
Because on TV, he lost to Ahmed Johnson and then beat Crush to get back into the tournament. Okay. And then Mankind fought Savio Vega, and then he beat Jerry Lawler, and then Hunter beat Mankind.
Huh.
Holmes loses another spot in the tournament because he was not properly instructed prior to his match with Ahmed Johnson the previous week that he could be eliminated via disqualification and thus threaten the WWF with legal action.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I do remember that.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's how that one happened.
All right.
All right.
So, number three.
Yes.
King Buka.
That was the TV.
And Queen Charmel.
One. Yes. That was a TV tournament one. That was not very good. I don't like the TV ones.
Booker was an awesome king, though.
The
gimmick change was great.
It was. Which we actually got to see firsthand at one time in St. Louis.
Especially when he would slip up and go back to the Ebonics.
Oh, whenever Crime Time stole his wallet?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no, Crime Time done jack my wallet.
Those suckers done jack my wallet.
All right, let's see. Number two, Macho Man, 1987.
Oh, yeah. The greatest
King of the Ring, maybe of all time.
Let me count this up. One, two, three. They had to be. He won four matches that night because that was a one-night shot.
I actually remember I had this one on. I had the home video for this one too. And
he beats Nikolai Volkov, Jim Brunzel, Danny Davis, and then he beat King Kong Bundy to win the whole damn thing.
Oh wow, yeah, King Kong Bundy was
King Kong Bundy,
big wrestler
who went on to become just known as Kong Bundy after that match.
And then yeah, history books on that one. And then the number one, who wants to do this one?
I was going to say, we've gone through nine already, and who can be number one at this point?
Oh, I know who that one is. Hold on, let me give you a clue.
Can we get a clue? Wait a minute.
Stone Cold on a roll.
Yes, 1996, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Well, at the time, was not Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes.
But that was the birth of
He was Austin still the ringmaster at that point.
Yes.
Nice.
I can't argue too much. There's a few things that I think should be on here that aren't on here.
I think Owen Hart deserves at least an honorable mention.
He does. Owen Hart should have been on there before Mabel.
Yeah, I think Owen Hart probably at number 10 would have been my pick.
And then King Ass wasn't on there.
King Ass really didn't need to be on there.
Billy Gunn was a great King of the Ring because he was all hail King Ass.
He was terrible as King of the Ring.
Who really cared at that point in time?
Sadly, you know, after looking, other than those two, I don't even remember who else won a King of the Ring besides those two guys.
Okay. So you
I don't need to know either, really.
There's one other guy I see on the list that probably should have.
Okay, who?
Never mind. I don't see anyone else on. You're right. Other than Owen Hart, there's really no one else on the list that I would say deserves
to be on the top 10 list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take Mabel out, put Owen in.
Maybe Ted DiBiase. Senior, obviously.
Was he King of the Ring?
Back in 1988.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so. Okay.
Shit, we're not getting through this fucking list.
Well.
Let's keep going, though. Keep on trucking.
Fuck.
That is the list. We're done with it.
Not that list.
Oh, you mean the actual list?
Yeah.
Yeah. The show list.
All right. Let's try to motor through our weekly dose of what stinks here. Who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead and go first.
Holy shit, he has something.
Wait, what?
Yeah, whoa.
All right. Mine's going to be kind of brief and basically...
Sort of like his sex life.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's non-existent. Never mind.
All right. So my what stinks is...
I missed it.
I'm really getting kind of tired with WWE. Not giving good wrestlers that are being made into jobbers at this point. And, you know, I mean, they could really try and expand their superstar roster.
Who are we talking about?
Yeah, here? I mean, is there someone in particular that you're wanting to talk about there?
Well, I mean, Miz for number one. I mean, I think he needs to be pushed back in again.
You know what the funny thing is, Adrian? We were talking about our top 10 list. I think Miz was on number one of that one list that we were talking about. Top 10 dicks that he wants in his mouth. You're all about the Miz.
Go on, Heath, please.
Every time you have a what stinks, it's all about the Miz. Anyway, go ahead.
That does happen a lot, though. You do talk about the Miz a lot. I think you have a man crush on him.
He wants him to be awesome all over his face.
He's caught in a bad bromance.
Anyway, go ahead. Keep going. I won't fuck with you anymore.
Yeah, but, I will.
No, I...
You have a vagina! I don't know how that one happened.
Right. Mr. I'm not at the laptop or anything. You know,
I didn't touch it.
Right.
Come on.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, there are some good quality wrestlers out there. They're just not getting... I don't believe they're getting the right airtime that they should be getting.
I would have to agree with you on that. Where the fuck's Antonio Cesaro?
Yeah, I know. We haven't heard from him in a while.
I don't know. There's lots of guys that deserve time. So, all right, Adrian, what's yours? Right as you took a bite, doesn't that suck? Right as you take a bite of cantaloupe and someone asks you a question? Huh? Maybe you shouldn't be eating while you're doing the show.
Yeah.
You set such a good example for us.
Anyway, so what's your what stinks, Adrian?
So I think my what stinks I actually touched on a little bit earlier, but
what was that? I think we flirted with that one a little bit.
No DQ matches ending in countouts. I mean, really, what the fuck? I mean, this is bullshit. I mean, who came up? You know what? Let's really fuck over the crowd tonight. Let's have a no disqualification match, and then we end it in a countout.
It's kind of like, huh, let's...
It's genius booking.
Let's piss off the crowd even more. First, we're going to have a last man standing match with a winner. And yeah. Then we're going to have a no disqualification match in the countout. What's next? A ladder match ended a draw because...
The ladder broke?
Something like that, yeah.
And there's no more ladders and
those... Or a tables match because they broke all the tables before they could put someone through it? I mean, what? The ambulance match ends in a draw because...
They couldn't open the back doors.
It won't start? Yeah. I mean, what the hell? Let's fuck the crowd over some more. They're going to keep buying our shit. Hand over fist.
It was a ridiculous ending. And, yeah, it's... Ugh. Anyway, that is my what stinks.
When we play no DQ matches on WWE 13... Do we ever get counted out?
No.
Just
no.
Checking. Just checking. Hey, maybe you should take a page from your fucking video
off
game.
I think when you turn off DQs, it turns off
automatically. Yeah. Yeah. All right, boys.
What's your...
My what stinks is the whole Triple H, Vince McMahon thing. Stephanie McMahon thing. If Triple H, if you're done wrestling, just fucking be done wrestling. Don't go through this. I'm going to be Curtis Axel. No, you're not, because I said so. Yes, I am. And if you ever want to see my titties again, you're not going to get in that ring. All right, honey, you win. You know, just fucking stop the mat. You know, just stop it. For the love of God, just... He was already retired anyway. And then the man-child had to talk about a retirement. Really? Thanks a lot, Brock Lesnar. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's hard for me to even argue with that. I that was real high on my list of things that stunk this week too. I don't really know what else to add to that. It's
ridiculous.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the creative decision to have the head of creative make executive decisions about the COO. I mean, just the statement itself makes ridiculous. It sounds stupid because it is.
It's completely retarded.
Hey, I know that this guy outranks me, but I'm going to make an executive decision that outweighs his. I'm like, how can you do that? Because he can just say no.
Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, do we want to dig into some Can You Dig It's?
We have to, man. It's on the list.
It's on the show list. Come on.
All right, let's go.
Go for it.
We're going to dive into it, right? Can you dig it, sucker? Now.
Go ahead.
When do you guys go?
What about yours?
I'll go again.
Okay, what's yours?
Cheers. All right. So, mine's going to be brief again.
Do you even have one, Adrian?
I do.
Okay.
So, tonight's Raw. We're going to finally see the reveal. Caitlyn's admirer.
Okay.
And it will
be... The big question here is, do we give a shit?
And yes, it will be...
I don't.
And it will be a woman.
Not happening. Absolutely not. TV 14? Maybe. We're not TV 14 anymore. They're not going to acknowledge that there's rug munching going on.
You know what? Just for the moment, yes, I can dig it.
I
think it's going to happen, and then it's going to be really weird.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Natalya.
Okay. All right, my can you dig it? Yeah, okay. Payback. Fandango. We'll win the Intercontinental title.
Is that your can you dig it?
That is my can you dig it. Within the 6 months that Stone Cold said he would.
I can dig that. As much as I hate to say it, yeah, I can dig it. Because everybody knows I hate Fandango. As far as the gimmick.
You don't know talent. What do you think, Adrian?
You know what? I can dig it, actually. I think that you're absolutely right, which is one of the reasons why I'm keeping Fandango on my roster for the time being. It's been a difficult decision, but I think it will be. I think, yeah, absolutely. I think he... is the most likely candidate because A, The Miz needs to be in something more major than the Intercontinental title.
You're stalling.
And B, Wade Barrett just I don't know what they're doing with him. They're wasting him.
All right, what's your can you dig it?
My can you dig it is that Daniel Bryan will be the world the WWE champion before SummerSlam.
Ooh.
I'll dig that. I think it'll happen. He deserves it. With as much shit as he's going through with the GOAT phase and Team Hell No, I think it could happen. Maybe not SummerSlam, but I see him having a legitimate
WWE
title.
That's my can you dig it. Is can you dig it that he will be by SummerSlam?
No, but I think he'll win the world title soon.
Not the world title. The
heavy,
title.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And yeah,
I'm not sure as far as by SummerSlam myself. Timer.
Oh, he didn't get to answer, so we didn't get through the list.
That doesn't matter. He's like the weather here in Missouri. It's all made up, and it doesn't matter anyway.
Oh, well, I got to say, it was close this week, though.
It was real close.
It was very close.
It was real close. Anyway,
but as far as whether it's I can dig it or not, I kind of lean towards Jason on this. I see him becoming a champ eventually, but maybe not before SummerSlam or by SummerSlam.
All right,
but it's going to be close.
Yeah, so you think he could win the title at SummerSlam, though?
That could be a possibility, yes.
All right.
All right, so that's our show for this week. Hang on, because we got a Raw preview coming up here after we can take care of some business.
Yes, shameless network promotion begins now.
Woohoo! Not
the plugs.
And not the butt plug like Jason Heath likes.
All right, so
what do we got coming up on the network, Adrian?
Well, being as this is Monday night and you've just listened to our show,
the number one Monday night show on TWR Network.
Yes, it is the best show on Monday nights and the number one show on Monday nights. But moving forward in the week, tomorrow night will be Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. It's 2 days after Sunday.
That is correct.
Yes.
At 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, you can listen to the FTW podcast. You can join Harrison, Rob, Lee, Joe, and Garvin as they talk about pretty much everything wrestling related on that show.
Isn't Harrison a cock?
I hear he is a cock. Lee's British, and he hates the Reds, which gains him points in my book.
Oh, he hates the Cincinnati Reds?
Dude, he was going off on the Cincinnati Reds this week on this last week's show.
Hey, Lee, you're a good guy.
Just because someone on the show had a Reds background on their thing, and he was like, the Reds are fucks.
Lee gained some points in my book. Attaboy.
But then Wednesday night at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, we have an all-new Job Radio this week.
Is it a new one this week?
It is a new one this week.
There you go.
All right.
Join Peanut.
It's Matt, Zion, Peanut, Bomber, and Rab. Usually you get Bomber or Rab. It's not usually both, but sometimes you do, and it's double the pleasure, double the fun.
Double McGum. All right.
But following after their show.
Do you think people will enjoy it as much as Jason Heath enjoys his DP?
I think he does.
Okay, good.
But then at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, you have Shooting from the Hip, which is a classic show, if you will, with Michael Classic, Sean Big Daddy Brown, and then there's some other guy on there, the original Dan Phelps. Am I saying that right?
I think so. I think that's how I say it. All right. Hey, you know what? Strike this one from the record, because Michael Classic always skips us during our plugs. Hey, Michael Classic, you're erased from these plugs. How about that? So join Sean Big Daddy Brown and the original Dan Phelps and some other guy. I don't know who the hell he is.
Okay. Yeah.
On Wednesday nights, Shooting from the Hip.
You know what? Michael Classic's Angels earned a thumbs up in my book. So, you know what? Michael Classic, you're back in the plugs. Bam.
Well, if he can ever remember our show, then we'll see.
But you're on notice for next week.
Yes, you are. You fuck it up this week, you're dead to us.
Anyway, moving on. Thursday nights, you have the TNT Wrestling Power Hour. You can join Tom and Tyler as they discuss all the upcoming talent that's coming through NXT. That's at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m.
So wait, they knew about all these people before we did?
Exactly. They're like psychic.
Whoa.
Wow.
Or they watch NXT.
Or they watch NXT.
We're not sure which one.
Okay.
I think psychic will work cooler, though.
Friday night, sometimes there's a show, sometimes there's not. Tune in, and there might be a TGIX.
We're working on that. That's
in the works.
There's
something coming up there soon.
There's going to be a Friday night show. We're just not really sure what it's going to be yet.
Now, Saturday, there's a couple times that you can tune in. You can usually tune in on Saturday afternoon, about 1 p.m. Eastern, or, sorry, not 1, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. You can listen to Shotgun Saturday afternoon.
That's with the FTW guys?
It is with the FTW guys. It's usually Garvin and one of the other guys on the show with them. It's just music and discussion, just whatever.
Not necessarily all about wrestling?
Not necessarily all about wrestling.
Oh, sort of like one of the shows we used to have on the network.
Yeah.
Kind of like TGIX. Hey, what happens on Saturday night? Hey, I don't have any plans on Saturday night.
You know what?
I don't want to sit around and masturbate all night. So what can I do?
Well, if Jason Heath isn't washing your balls, you can tune in to Wrestling Randomness with Jason the Bar Massey and Justin Zoltar Massey. And this week they have a super special guest.
Yes, this is a headline for you right here. This is going to be the guest to end all special guests on the show.
us.
Yes.
We are going to be on Wrestling Randomness.
We're going to make this the number one show on Saturday nights.
That's right. We're going to make the Wrestling Randomness the new number one show on Saturday nights.
We're going to the Hour Bomb invades randomness.
We guarantee.
We're not guest hosting. We're invading it. Sounds cooler.
We're going to increase their listeners by
2%. No, I meant 2 people.
No, okay.
What if 2 people is 2%?
Then that works too.
Yeah, hey, that works too.
Neil, there you go. So.
Also, throughout the week, if you go to the website, check out the forums. There's some great stuff going on in the forums there. Conversations going all the time. TWRnetwork.com is the website.
Hey, if I'm in the mood to read something, can I go somewhere to read some interesting articles?
We have a very esteemed list of
writers. No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Every one of these guys is an Ivy League graduate, except for Jake Mullins, who went to DeVry.
Oh, so who are these guys?
Well, we have Brian Cookie Cook, who went to Harvard.
He went to Harvard.
And he beat Christopher Nowinski in chess once.
No shit.
Okay.
It really happened. He writes an article, I think it's called How the Cookie Crumbled.
Did he study with David Otunga?
He might have.
Okay. But I think
I can't verify that, but I'll get a book. Brian, if you listen to the show, let us know. Did you actually study with David Otunga at Harvard?
We interviewed Chris Nowinski a couple weeks ago, so we have confirmation that you did beat him in a game of chess.
Yeah, he did confirm that.
Yes.
We also have Kyle Robinson.
Okay. Where did he graduate from?
He graduated from Yale.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, it's,
wow. And we've got this kind of talent on our staff here?
That is absolutely correct.
Wow.
Don't forget that Paul Jordan is also on our staff here as well.
Hey, Paul Jordan's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He loves our show.
He's fantastic.
Fantastic.
But he's international. He actually went to Oxford.
Really?
He went studied abroad in England.
That's interesting, Paul. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, kudos to you for that. Omar Kamal, who is an MIT graduate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, he's very... very knowledgeable about all things.
Huh, that's interesting.
Okay.
Did not know this about our writers.
And then Jake Mullins, who went to DeVry Institute. Not everybody can graduate from an esteemed university. Some people get degrees online. Jake Mullins, that's you, buddy. And we still appreciate you for it, though, because you write some great articles.
And you know what? They can bring all these guys in, but they can't fucking afford to pay us. What the hell?
Well, apparently they got you guys pants, and I didn't get no pants.
Or we just forgot to CCU in the memo, because it's funnier this way.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
That is pretty much all the plugs I think I need to do here. You can email us at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
What was that?
Thehourbomb@gmail.com if there's something that you feel like fucked up on.
Yeah, which he probably did. You can also find us on the Facebooks. Just typing up the top, The Hour Bomb, you can find us there. You can also find us on iTunes. When you go find us on iTunes, go ahead and give us a review. We got a new review this week going because I begged for it. We did. And then... you also hit that little like button on there and stuff too. Download the show, hit subscribe, all that good stuff. You can also follow the TWR Network on Twitter. Because I don't know what the hell
twat your twit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to twat. So that's apparently at TWR Network. I think it is.
It is.
But head over to TWRnetwork.com for all kinds of good stuff. So, what do you think, guys? You think we got anything else that we need to cover before we dive headfirst into the Raw preview?
Not that I can think of.
All right, I'm good too. Hey, have you guys been to TWRnetwork.com and listened to the feeds yet?
I have not.
Well, if you happen to go in there and there's not a show playing, there's music playing, hey, you're welcome. Spent some time. I bulked up that feed a little bit.
There's
some good music on there. It's not all wrestling on there anymore, but it's some good stuff. So, hope you all enjoy that. Again, like Damian Sandow says, you're welcome.
Yes.
All right, so what's our Raw preview?
All right, so first up on the Raw preview, Triple H vows to defy Mr. McMahon and Stephanie.
He's going
to
defile Stephanie on national TV?
Defy.
Oh, I thought it said defile.
No. It's not the same.
Because I was going to say, I don't want to see Triple H defile Vince McMahon.
No.
Oh, okay.
Stephanie, maybe, yeah.
Wow, that's a little wrong.
Wow. You're leading up the... Never mind.
Okay.
Anyway, I just don't get it.
It's going to be his first segment on his Friday Night Porn show. I was
thinking that. Friday Night Porn with Jizzmopper Jason Heath. Anyway, I don't get it. I just don't... I got his opening music, too. It'd be Val Venus. Hello, fellas. Anyway.
Dude, seriously.
So, I don't get the whole Triple H thing. It's whatever.
It's being executed fucking, very poorly.
Just fucking... Well, apparently because they're going up against the NBA playoffs, they decided to go ahead and blow their wad early and pull out the Vince and Stephanie card. So don't be surprised if they try to work the kids in on this.
You see, boy.
This is what's funny about that, is that they're not going directly up against any NBA games the rest of the year.
I know, but they were worried about going up against the Game 7, I think it was last Monday, so they had to blow their wad and try to... We gotta get viewers!
It didn't work.
It didn't. It was terrible. Next.
All right. Second up. The return of the World Heavyweight Champion.
Thank God.
Yes.
Yes, it's about damn time. Thank you for being medically cleared, Dolph Ziggler.
Hopefully we'll have some decent fucking matches on Monday Night Raw again.
I know.
Hey, you want to know what match I want to see on Monday Night Raw tomorrow, coming up here soon?
Anything with Ziggler?
Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan. Give me that match.
Ooh.
I want to see that match.
That could be a really good match.
You know we're going to get stuck seeing Dolph Ziggler against like Del Rio and stupid shit, but yeah. Whatever. Next.
All right. So, touched on a little bit earlier, Caitlyn's secret admirer will be revealed. Finally.
Biggie.
I really wish that it had been Mark Henry.
Watch it be Dolph.
You know what? Since I agree with Heath on this, I guess I feel obligated to pick. I'm going to go with Natalya.
WWE Uncensored on Skinamax. That would be hot. Anyway, I really just don't give two shits.
Just Mopper Jason would live tweet that.
Yeah, he would. And by live tweet, you mean jerk off to it. So, anyway, so what's next?
All right, fourth up. Punk Watch continues still.
He's not going to be
on TV. Yeah, if he's at Raw, I will be amazed that he showed up before the pay-per-view.
If he shows up on Raw, this is what Adrian's going to do. He's going to bend over and let Jason Heath beat him with a belt.
I will. On his bare ass.
Yeah, you will. It's okay.
You can actually use baloney.
Oh, okay. Two dudes are going to kiss if that happens? What? Oh, wait. We've already had two dudes kiss on the network this year. We're good.
No, we met our quota.
Yes.
Yep. All right. And lastly.
Something about you being a ball.
Will Cena finally gets on Payback.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
That was terrible.
It was very,
Adrian, you give that one a shot.
Will Cena finally get some payback?
Wow.
How about this? Will Cena finally get some payback?
I don't know. Don't really give two shits.
Exactly.
I really don't.
Why I didn't care how it sounded.
You know, here's the thing. When Cena didn't have the title, we're all like, whatever. You know, if he wins it, okay, whatever. Now he's got the title against just like when it was, when he always had the fucking world title, and you're like, all right, I'm tired of this shit already.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not even tired of it yet. I'm just tired of feuding with Ryback.
I'll give you that.
The whole Ryback rules thing. It's
failing miserably.
Hey, my wife's in the studio.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Anyway.
Yeah.
Are we done?
I think we are.
Okay, thank God, because I want to be done with this. So, what's our song for the night, Adrian?
Oh, it's a great song.
What is it?
I indeed think it's a manly song.
Okay, it's a manly song.
It is a manly song.
Okay.
How manly is it?
It's a real manly song.
Is it a man's man song?
It is a man's
okay.
man song.
Okay, since you won the bet, you picked it. All right, so, I think we're just about done here. So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, and I will see you later.
That's right, the big A Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And the jizz mopper Jason Heath.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Until next week, you've been our bomb.
Toodles.
Toodles, we're still going with Toodles?
You told me to keep up with it.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Here.
So, Toodles.
Here's your man's man song.
He's a man.
Jones.